How'd your animal get you in trouble? It's 99.7 EJX. This is a Setting the Bar story. Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, you know you're having a bad day when it involves a rescue crew, a bill for $10,000.
Oh, well.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a park pavilion to rescue your dog, causing $10,000 in damages, you're doing okay.
What?
Now, honestly, I would probably do the same. Hopefully, I wouldn't cause the damages.
How was the damage caused?
So, all right, I'll explain. So, this guy was apparently trying to rescue his dog there in a pavilion, who got locked in a pavilion there at a park in Connecticut. All right.
Okay.
So apparently, the restrooms are in the pavilion. The doors automatically lock at 10 o'clock PM every night.
And so, they don't have anybody walking around making sure no one is left?
I don't know. So it's unclear how the dog became trapped inside, but it's possible that it was like just bad timing, right? So when the doors lock, they can still be open from the inside.
Yeah, but the dog can't do that.
Exactly. So maybe the guy was inside too around 10. Doors closed before the dog got out, maybe? I don't know. So the guy was like, oh my gosh, Fido's in there. So he tried to break into the building through the chimney.
He tried to Santa Claus it?
He tried to Santa Claus it,
got stuck. Oh, no.
Firefighters were called, had to remove parts of the chimney.
Oh, gosh.
All in all, caused about 10 grand worth of damage.
That is pricey.
So again, now this guy arrested, charged with burglary and trespassing and criminal mischief, all because of the damage and the fact that, yes, he technically was trespassing after hours. Unclear how long he was in the chimney. He wasn't injured. The dog apparently is fine too. Moral of the story is, and they were like, call someone. Yes,
call someone
first.
Yes, say here's
and
the situation.
And we can unlock the door and get you out.
Well, that would have been easier.
He just completely like went to extreme. And
I gotta get my
game.
Dog out.
Santa Claus, here I come. Here I come.
Wow.
Yeah.
That thought process went down the wrong path.
It went the wrong
path.
From the get-go. Yes, yes. Like, the first thing I would have done is probably, yes, I would have tried all the doors, tried a window maybe, and then gone, okay, who can I call?
Yes, there has to be some sort of signage somewhere.
If not the police.
Yes, call the police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a park pavilion to rescue your dog, causing $10,000 worth of damages, getting yourself stuck like Santa Claus in a chimney, you're doing okay.
That went sideways quickly.
It did. But now I want to know, how did your animal get you into trouble?
Got it.
I mean, it's every day now with my dog, Dougal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Every day he's getting into shenanigans?
Yeah. So, would love to hear some of your stories, how your dog or animal got you into trouble. 502-795-1997. We'll take those stories coming up.